Here we are today on another episode of The Interview, presented by Simple Math Matrix, hosted by the guy King Hoopla. And here I'm today. Here I'm joined by the guys of Nouveau Reach. I got Cam, Josh, and Trent. Today we're gonna be talking about the business, how they started up, what they got plans, and other simple things that we're just gonna chit chat about. So, how y'all guys doing today?
Good,
hey, bro.
Man, you know, life.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all for having us. You know what I'm saying?
Bro. We appreciate y'all for sure.
Thank you.
Know, it's an honor. You know, this is the first, you know, kind of interview we doing that, and it's in house.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? This is a staple. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely so. It's the first for all of us because this is the first on location interview that we're doing. Right. It's our third one, and I definitely appreciate y'all. I know Mister does for having us coming to y'all home.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
Because we just had Cam on last week.
I appreciate y'all too.
Dope interview.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank y'all. And so now we got the whole gang on here, I just want to know and pick y'all brains about how y'all started the business and got into it and everything, and get to know y'all, help the people get to know y'all better, as well as us. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So we're gonna start off with so where do y'all come from? I mean, we all know each other, but you know what I'm saying? Where's y'all start up at? Like, upbringing.
Like, I'm from Virginia. I'm from VA for sure, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of family up north, got a lot of family in the Midwest, so I was just a lot of moving and grooving when I was growing up, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you just been all over the place, and you just ended up in Virginia, and that's where y'all came up, that's where you came up from, like you, Josh?
VA, you know what I'm saying? Born and raised, Hopewell, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right.
So, like, everything I got, you know, my style, all of it cultivated within Virginia, you
know what I mean? Okay, okay. Yeah. So, real live, thoroughbred VA person, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Hopewell, you know what I'm saying? I hear you. You know what I'm saying? Cam, you know what I'm saying?
We discussed it.
Okay. Go check the one from last week if you want to know about Cam. I feel you. So, where the idea come from to start the store? You know what I'm saying? Because this is the second, we're sitting in the second store.
Yeah, it's Cape Henry.
First store, you know what I'm saying? Where that's at, located. Well, first of all, I'm sorry to cut you off. First of all, we are located in Richmond, Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
312 Brook Road.
Mm-hmm.
Nouveau Riche.
Yeah. Jackson Ward.
Yeah.
Everybody like the districts in Richmond.
Yeah, nobody.
It's a historic district.
You want to make sure that's out there. People don't know. That definitely can definitely be a good key mark for them. So, tell us how y'all started the first store. Like, where the first store
So, like, the very first store, bro, like, I started right when I was getting out of college. I came back, worked a regular job for a second, wasn't really messing with it.
Hold on, man.
Josh, this nigga Josh just bugged the fuck out. The first store we started right out of college. I wasn't messing with my job, so I was just like, man, I need to do something that's like something I really wanted to actually do. You know what I mean? So on the weekends, it started on a kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
So I started the first one in the PX on a kiosk. It was like I was just selling like streetwear brands like Supreme, Bape, Chrome, just exclusive pieces. Then I was mixing it in with like Cam. Then I was mixing in with like Hype for Life. And that's really how I started. Then they was messing with me on Fort Lee heavy. So then I started a store. That's how the first store, I think I dropped that.
A year apart from when you
started.
So
what was that like? This 2022. So 2020 or 2021?
It was like 2019, but we know the lot. It was
when
store.
You started the store. Store. Fort Lee's joint, right?
The store.
That was 2020.
That was 2020.
Yeah.
We started this one 2021?
No, 2022.
2022. So it had to be 2021. Yeah, January 2021. So I started the first store January 2021. That was like the first store in the PX and the PXtra. So then the first year was crazy. So exactly a year from the first store January 2021, we opened this joint 2022. Yeah, so we opened this joint 2022, and it's been on from here. This is Cape Henry. This the the flagship store, just the home base for Color Your Aura, just the home base for Hype for Life,
okay.
and like only exclusive shit. You know what I'm saying? Like sure. we the only clothing like luxury boutique downtown. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's only a lot of sneaker stores, mm-hmm. really. You know what I mean? So we just trying to bring that clothes energy, like the real drip. You know what I'm saying? Like shoes is just one part of the.
That's the thing. That's true though. Now when I think about it, in the past 10, 15 years, it only has been shoe stores pop up.
Nothing else.
Out of here. You never seen a real lot of boutiques with the streetwear and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely something new for the Richmond area. Definitely been missing.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you know, you see cats with the pieces on, you're like, dang, how you get some of that? But you know what I'm saying? Now you gotta, and you know it's online, but you know you gotta go through all the hardships of the bots and this, that, and the third to get the shits. Gotta make sure you on there, on time when it drops.
Facts,
and
for sure.
Now you just got a storefront up in Richmond and Fort Lee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, we really looking at like, I wanted to continue to pick up legacy. You know, a lot of the pieces we got in here got like Virginia ties to them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we know that we feel like the Virginia fashion scene is overlooked.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? For the stuff we got in here, you know, you got to go to Florida, New York, you know, LA or something like that to come and get, you know. But nah, you know, it's right here. We want to know that the people, the 804, you know, the Richmond, the 757, even 703 Nova, they got somewhere to come.
Yeah.
You know, just like they did with round two.
Yeah.
You know, to come get the stuff that they can't get access to.
Yeah, that's true indeed. So that's dope that y'all actually are reopening that up or just...
For sure.
Send the lane forward, you know what I'm saying?
Like high fashion lane.
Yeah, high fashion.
You know what I'm saying?
Because y'all got some dope pieces on there. You know,
for sure.
People definitely gonna see that when we chop this all up.
Yeah, for sure.
So, how did y'all come together? Like, you know what I'm saying? How did y'all come together, y'all three to come together to build this one, to come together?
Well, me personally, I remember the day Trent called me and basically, like, introduced the idea of having a store in Richmond.
Okay.
And since then, I've been all for it, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of in the same way, you know, me and Trent was chopping it up, you know, looking to expand, you know, what we had on Fort Lee, you know, Cam had his clothes on Fort Lee, you know what I mean, you know, I had my clothes on Fort Lee, you know what I mean, so we was looking like, man, we know Richmond was missing that market, you know what I mean, so we was looking to expand on, you know, a great idea, you know, presented by Trent, so, you know, now we here, blooming and blossoming.
Oh, nah, that's definitely, so, can you tell me more about your brand that you got? Because we heard about Cam's brand, you know what I'm saying? Color Your Aura.
Color Aura, yes.
make sure, you know what I'm saying? Make sure I got that right. So, yours is?
Yeah, Hype for Life Studios.
Hype for Life Studios. Yeah,
definitely. You know, the Hype is an acronym, you know, for helping your personal image.
Oh, dang.
With the E.
Yeah.
You know, so it's helping your personal image studio.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's something, you know, I actually been wanting to start for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a couple pieces in seventh grade, but, of course, I ain't had the money to fund it. You know what I mean? But now, 2020, you know, everybody picking up their hobby, things of that regard. So I was like, you know, let me get on it.
Yeah.
You know what I
that's
mean?
That's crazy. I sure remember them old school pieces.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that shit right now.
You know, I remember I started out, I got in a group chat, you know, I got some real great friends.
Yeah.
You know, Trent, one of them, like, y'all, can y'all just give me, like, $30 so I can go buy a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, you know, get right and I get back to you.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, pitched in to do it. You know, that's start. That's some OG hoodies that I got.
That's some real shit right
now. So hopefully when the time come, these vintage joints, you know what I mean? But I just wanted to make a brand that, you know, help people's image.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you put on that Gucci, you know what I mean? You put on that Louis, that Bape, you know, that Keith Haring, whatever it is, you know, you feel good. You feel like a new person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I want to give people, you know, clothes that they can wear that they feel good in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the most exciting part about this.
Yeah,
you know, that's what made me want to, you know, bring the studios to fruition.
Oh, damn. That's dope, though. And that's real dope, and that shows how much you believed in that idea and that dream to have it. Now look at you.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all all three together. You got your Jane in here. Cam got his brain in here. Trent had the idea to throw it all together. You know what I'm saying? Look who's got Nouveau Riche.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Trent also got a pretty crazy brand in here. You know, even though it's the house brand, you know, that is, you know, that comes from a creative mind of this
brand.
That's the highest selling thing right now.
Nouveau Riche.
You know, you know, those flame pants, you know what I mean? We can't forget about the 101 bandana hoodies that dropped last year. You know what I mean?
We be trying to just spice it up, man. We just want to literally have the the top quality. We just literally want to have the top quality when it comes to clothes in that whole area. Eventually, like the East Coast, like we want Nouveau Riche NR for short to be known for having classic for pieces. Sure. Like you can come through the store and you're gonna find bait pieces that are 20 years old that haven't been worn before. Like these are priceless pieces. Mm-hmm. These are pieces that you've never seen before or never gonna see before anymore. You know what I'm saying? So like coming to NR, Nouveau Riche is an experience more than anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's like the image we really pushing for this. Yeah. Like you know when you come in here, you gonna leave with something that nobody else has.
Yeah, that's true indeed.
You feel me? So that's what the real narrative of even of Nouveau Riche, like the word Nouveau Riche means new rich in French. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that goes back even further, like high school. I think I was like reading through like a social studies book, and you know, like on the side it say like fun fact, like fuck whatever we was talking about, but the fun fact be the best part on there. You know what I mean? I'm teaching myself something. The fun fact be over there, and it literally said, bro, it was like Nouveau Riche, and it was like the Creole people in like New Orleans, like the first Creole people to get in that area, like the first Black people to get in that area, were like calling themselves Nouveau Riche because they were the first people to acquire wealth in their family. You know what I'm saying? So like crazy. That the name like always since I think I had to be like 10th, maybe 9th, 10th grade. I don't even know.
Exactly.
But like was in my head. Like so I already knew like this shit was gonna call Nouveau Riche probably 10 years ago for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? So it's always been the image I saw just hadn't really circled into it. You know what I'm saying?
But that's dope though. So that's real dope that you had that idea from. From then it came to fruition.
Because like, bro, like the image I seen for like Nouveau Riche, like I always wanted this to be like the Black owned Saks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's how.
When we first linked, Trent told me he saw this before.
Like
that said this shit. I'm not gonna hold this shit.
Bro, like I wanted this shit to be literally the Black Saks, bro.
The
like
vision has always been there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like. I feel like we got pieces that compare to, if you're not going to Saks, you might as well come to Nouveau Riche because we got this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we just want that connection. We don't want to be on the same level as, like, any. We're not competing with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pieces speak for ourselves. Yeah. We speak for ourselves. Like, we got handmade pieces, 101 pieces made in the store that you can only get in the store. Mixed with all the exclusive pieces that you ain't going to see nowhere else. Like, it's here, you feel me? Like,
and on top of that, y'all are also helping uplift like other creatives. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what we want to get into. Like we want the most authentic clothing coming from Nouveau Riche.
Exactly.
Like the handmade, cut and sewn right here in the store, coming from here, and you buy it right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want. Like we want people from all over coming to 312 Brook Road.
Just some tailor-made streetwear.
You know what I mean?
That's a dope spin on that.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit. I can't knock that at all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, what made y'all even want to go in the type of store like this? You know what I'm saying? What made y'all even?
Bro, I just saw the shit way bigger than Fort. Like, Fort Lee was like, bro, I didn't even really. All the businesses just happened kind of quick, bro. I never really, like, I knew, like, I was going to open a store, bro. But I think I was more kind of. I don't even know what I was really. It was just really going for a second. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing the kiosk. I didn't really know what the kiosk was going. I thought that was really going to be the little side hustle, to be honest with you. Like, I'm cool. I'm just going to do the little thing on the side. Still work. Get that extra bread. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I seen it grow in my, like, right in front of my face. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. So then they literally asked me to go into a store. So then I'm like, all right, say less. Now, I get in the store. It's growing good, and I'm like, yo, it's time for Richmond. Like, just off rip. Like, I already knew what time it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people need these type pieces
somewhere where they
broader. Can,
you
know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because we, like, I'm on the Instagram page. People hitting up the page, can't get on for a leap, can't get on for it. I'm talking, like, constantly. So, that's why I knew it was time. And it wasn't a clothing store down here. It's all sneakers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, it's perfect. You need a luxury boutique right here.
Facts where everybody can get them pieces at.
Right.
Exactly. So, what made y'all just want to, I mean, of course y'all was cool with Trent to just hop in with it. Mm-hmm. But you also y'all also have a business mindset to have in the store. You know what I'm saying? Outside of just having y'all pieces to help run the store with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, honestly, just rocking with Trent at Nouveau Riche, it's like, it's a learning experience. Like, I've gotten to learn different brands. I've gotten to learn, you know, the business aspect of having a clothing brand.
Yeah.
You know, how to talk to customers, how to just go about, you know, business procedures as far as, you know what I'm saying, the brand. But, yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's been love, you know.
So, what was the real inspiration to make y'all, to make you get into this, to start a store? You know what I'm saying?
I think just liking fashion, you know what I'm saying? Like,
setting the tone, man. We got something to say.
Yeah.
Probably school. Bro, I was in fashion with Miss Bills.
Okay.
Like, she used to literally let me just fuck around in there. Like I didn't ever really sold or anything, but she knew, like, to put me with the people that, so I could tell them what to put together. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, really directing it, but not really doing the work. You know what I'm saying? Like, she always fucked with me heavy. Like, probably Miss Bills class, really.
Oh,
bro.
Damn. Shit. Shout out to Prince George. Yeah, high school, Miss Bills class.
Right. Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. So, who, like, your inspirations in fashion then?
I'll say, like, you gotta say the GOATs. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, Pharrell, Kanye, you know what I mean? Sure. I really rock with ASAP Nas. I think he's hard. You know what I mean? But other than that, bro, like, I think that's the whole point of Nouveau Riche, bro. Like, we not trying to hop on nobody's wave. Like, bro, we the wave creators right here. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's coming. The trends is coming out of Nouveau Riche.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all set the tone.
We set, definitely, like, you know what I'm saying?
You know, we have the ability to do so, being able to, you know, actually make the stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why it's so important on having those specific brands in the store.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's so dope, though. Yeah. That's real, though, because y'all really have the place, and y'all have the platform to have it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Y'all have a good social media presence at that, you know what I'm saying? So where y'all promote y'all brand, and like you said, people were hitting you up to get on the 4-Leaf but couldn't. So now that you have the store for where they can come to it, it's like, boom. Yeah. It's just going to keep growing from there. You can't knock that at all. Shit. What's your individual ideas that help build this up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, can you go more into your house brand or how y'all kind of want to expand on that?
Well, you know, I think we all definitely have, like, individual sides of how we can, you know, more so maybe grow the store.
Yeah.
And things of that regard. I mean, you know, I think marketing is a big thing. You know, we looking to tap into a lot of things, you know, go a lot of collabs with different people, you know, kind of see what's going on to expand that reach into new markets. You know, yeah, we a clothing store, but we also a community store as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We really look to tap into the people. You know, we want to do different things, like have different pop-up shops, different events. You know,
designers come in.
Right. You know what I mean? And do different things. You know, while we styling people, you know, we want to bring in other people come style within our pieces.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once again, it's that having access to these pieces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We go all the way to Raf. You know what I mean? All the way to Keith Haring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's a nice variety of people to choose from. So, you know.
We also looking out to put out more merch for each, like,
for sure,
each individual brand and as a brand, as a team, you know, together. Yeah. You know.
I got a question. All right, so with y'all having this shop here and being able to do what y'all were able to do, all y'all being talented in y'all each area, how open are y'all to teaching other people how to do exactly what you do?
We've actually discussed this so many times. Like, we're looking for, like, other creators. We're actually looking for somebody right now, as far as a creator, as far as a, you know, just somebody that to, you know, help me on this. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we definitely, like, we really looking to expand our talent on this and show people.
Yeah.
You know, we were actually talking to Mecca right down the street at Art 180. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very big on, like, having, they teach kids, like, art skills over there.
Okay.
Different, you know, talents on, you know, different things of, like, drawing in that regard. So, you know, we're looking to kind of team up with them to see if we can get kids in here to teach them how to sew.
Oh, okay.
You know, as well as, Trent's working on, you know, me and Cam are working on VCU. But Trent's looking to go back to the hometown of Prince George to try to get an intern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get an intern, come back in here. Who can learn how to sew in here? Get to learn how to style. Get their own style here. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be really dope because, like, we're all from Prince George. You know what I'm saying? We all graduated from Prince George, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying?
Hopewell.
Hopewell, you graduated from Hopewell. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Damn. I
Okay. Yeah. You see, because I've always seen you with. So I said, I've always seen you with, you know what I'm saying, but yeah, sure, so sure. I just automatically assumed that. My bad.
No, you good.
But shit, even just around that area, we don't really have something like this. Right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody could have that mindset of knowing the new styles and stuff like that and being on the new waves, but nobody had this type of store around when we were coming up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To go to. I mean, we had Round 2. But that was about it. It was still a sneaker store.
Right.
Now we have a boutique. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are willing to show how, you know what I'm saying, expand y'all knowledge and pass on to the next generation and help them grow and see that they can do it too if they're from this area. If they're from this, you know what I'm saying, the 804 and make something of itself. And that's how Richmond and the 804 grows.
Right.
When we expand our knowledge and help the next generation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when y'all got a staple, y'all got two stores. Right.
For sure.
So, what's the problem with having interns coming here from the high school, you know what I'm saying? Teaching them some game and everything.
Right, exactly. That's dope. That's what we want. That's what we want.
Yeah, I can't knock that. So, what's it? So, how do y'all feel about being so close to a staple, to a Richmond, Virginia staple bar, the Guar Bar?
The Guar Bar.
Guar Bar.
You know, man.
I was telling you about that.
Yeah. You know, this should be crazy. Y'all know what I'm saying? You know, I want some barbecue from there. But I mean, you know, you can speak to that more than me a little bit.
I think it's super dope. It's legendary. You know what I mean? It's dope that they even were able to expand. It's dope that they were even able to expand into having a dope-ass bar right down the street that's got, like, fucking crazy-ass arms and shit hanging from the ceiling. And it's dope. So, like. And it's like a trademark in Richmond too, as well. You know what I'm saying? And we're right across from Max's as well. It's a great. Is it French? I think it's French. But great, another great bar over there as well. Like, we're in a really dope area. Jackson Ward is really dope. Every first Fridays we have like a
whole block
is just like art and creatives and everybody's doing different pop-ups and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So like this little block we got over here is like super dope, and being in the middle of it and then bring it in our here is priceless, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So y'all got like y'all definitely picked the right location 100%.
In the art district.
Creative, you know what I mean?
Dang, and I know that means a lot to all y'all. You know,
right,
Cam, 100%. You know, I know y'all probably all got big creative mindsets outside of just the business and fashion in general, like,
sure.
So what do y'all have in like art, like music, like any other type of inspirations to help get y'all to y'all brands and to y'all ideas, like outside of fashion, like music, you know what I'm saying, art in general?
I think it all kind of just goes in a circle, music, clothes, like we all use each other, you know what I'm saying? Offbeat, like, so I think they all kind of go hand in hand with each other. Like, you got to have rappers, you got to have singers, you got to have artists, you got to have people who are stylists, you got to, like, it's a whole big organization. It's a whole big organization.
Everybody works off each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta have the designer, so then you gotta have a rapper to show off the clothes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then you gotta have a store to where you get the clothes.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
And all that stuff. And it's dope that y'all are willing to show it to people, because, you know, a lot of people like to keep it under wraps too. Like, you know what I'm saying? How do y'all feel about people that don't like to let people know where they got the new shit?
I feel like we get that all the time. All the fucking time, bro. Like, niggas come here all the time like, I'm not going to tell nobody about this.
All the time.
I'm not going to tell nobody about this.
What y'all like? Damn, tell people.
No, literally.
We want y'all to come shop with us. Like, nah, don't hoard it. Like,
thanks, bro.
Tell people where to come. Like,
I mean, that just goes to show of, like, you know, the our pieces.
And we
that
is true.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exclusiveness.
Exactly, exclusiveness. Because they know the next time they come in here, that piece that they saw, they're not going to be there. So, you know.
I'm telling you, snooze, you lose. You know what I'm saying? Pick the right one while you're here. You know what I'm saying? Or you just get some more then. So what does it all mean to y'all? Like, what does this mean to y'all? Like, does it, like you said, it's legacy and for the community too. Like, y'all can pass it on to the next generation and stuff like that. To y'all, whenever, you know what I'm saying, y'all upbringings and stuff like that. So is that like how y'all look at it too? Like, I just want to grow and expand on it and pass on to the next generation.
I kind of grew up in businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Like my pops owned the Lids, my grandma owned a cell phone store. So like growing up, like, I always seen business. Like, I when I was probably, like, 10, I was working. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I've always, the business mind plus me being in fashion just literally clicks easily. Yeah, like, the business side, for real, clicks, like, my, like, common sense to me almost. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up in business, being in business, like, every day. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was only right that I started businesses. You know what I'm saying? So, I guess, going on what you were saying, like, that's probably where that my inspiration definitely from my family. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I think it means a lot to, like, all of us, because it's, like, it's a major stepping stone. Like, number one, it's a big crease in the culture is what we're doing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, man, 5 years later, man, 2 years, we're going to look back and be like, like, this is NR. And this is a staple of Richmond. You come, people going to come to Richmond for NR. You know what I'm saying? But it's a stepping stone because, you know, we got dreams, individual dreams with Hype for Life. He got dreams with, you know, Aura. He got dreams with NR. You know what I mean? Individual dreams to go on and do different things. You know what I'm saying? But this is that home base.
It's the collective of
You know what I'm saying?
This is where it's going to happen at.
This is where it's going to happen at. You know what I mean?
Flourish and explode. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you probably, when we come back, when we do these interviews in a couple of years, bro, like, we're gonna have like 10 NRs.
You know
what I'm
saying? For sure. You know, we're gonna have to leave with the right one. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Nah, that's the fact though. And and like, it is, this is a, like, I can't expound on this enough. This is a thing for us. Like, y'all inviting us here and sharing y'all time and space with us. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And showing us and letting us know how the business is. And can y'all tell us some of the highs and lows of the business? Like, what are some of the highs and what are some of the lows in running the business? For the people that want to start up a business, you know what I'm saying?
The lows, you can't never make enough TikToks.
You don't got enough content, bro.
Content is huge, and it's like something we like really trying to get into.
Like,
we're really trying to, like, that's our, like, our next big step. You feel me? Like,
social media presence.
Content.
But you know what I mean? Honestly, you know, I don't know. Business is business, man. We don't look at it as lows. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, when you look at the flower blooming, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? You know,
it's got to grow.
And I think, man, the highest point, you know, when we couldn't come in here, somebody say, yo, you know, pick out a fit for me. You know, you get the style of them, you know what I'm saying? They like it, they like it, they put on, they walking out with something that they know nobody else gonna have.
Facts.
You know what I'm
Straight
saying?
Straight up.
Like, it's a good feeling. They didn't even think of. They needed somebody else. They needed y'all
To
help to pick that fit out. That's dope, though. That's real dope. I'm gonna come in here one day and ask one of y'all to stop me. You know what I'm saying?
Look at you.
I'm gonna let you. I need some dress with him anyway, god dang it.
Oh, yeah, I got you, man.
So where do y'all see the business going? Like, so what do y'all, like, you said, like, the next 2 years, so, like, next 5 years, where do y'all see the business going? If y'all are even thinking that far ahead.
Like, just more than ours, you know what I'm saying? Like, just growing, putting out these trends, you know what I'm saying? Putting out these trends, making these waves, you know what I'm saying? That's, I think that's what you would say.
I don't know, man. You know, it's a... You know, it's a three-headed monster here to make decisions on the next couple of years, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to have you know, a couple stores in, a couple exclusive stores in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to be the Black Saks, but we're not going to oversaturate it. We still going to be exclusive to where we at, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're going to expand on, you know, whatever we want to go, whatever direction, you know, that go in. But I definitely think success is right there.
Success is in the
It's already here.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all already on the path. Y'all just got to keep going to it.
But the work's never done either.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? The work is, once we get the next thing, we're going to be thinking about the next thing. You know what I'm saying? So
y'all just, and then plus it's three of y'all. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Two heads are better than one. Now you got three. So y'all got ideas just constantly flowing.
Constantly.
Business minded. So it's like, boom, boom. And if one idea don't work, all right, cool. We can say we did it, tried it. You know what I'm saying?
We all bounce off each other. You know what I'm saying?
There's like, never
we sharpening too. You know what I mean? We just sharpening each other, bro.
Steel sharpens steel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So always, y'all the, just like how me and Mr. will make each other better. Y'all will make each other better. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck you.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But, whatever the fuck you talking about. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
But, yeah, that's how y'all make each other better. Yeah, just help each other out, and that's just the basis of a good business minded and creative working together. And that's, and that also shows how people in Virginia should fucking work together. You know what I'm saying? Because we can all say and have been a part of and seen how in Virginia people don't want to work together. And people just want to drag each other down. And here y'all guys are inviting people in to work with y'all, inviting designers, inviting rappers to shoot their promos and stuff in here.
Big facts.
So how do y'all feel about that? Like, y'all are trying to flip that narrative in Virginia.
You know, man, and on the back end, I want to give a quick shout out to Sneaker Tub down in Suffolk.
Yeah.
You know, man, you know, that's a good partner of ours to where we go and do pop-ups, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They come down here and do pop-ups in the store for sneakers, you know. That's like that extra piece, you know. They got the sneaker to the fit.
Yeah,
they got
exactly.
The fit to the sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we like to do different things. You know, we bounce ideas off each other. But, you know, I think that we feel good. We just trying to open the lane up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Dang, yeah, that's true indeed.
So, to exclusiveness.
To exclusiveness. Yeah, that's
to exclusiveness.
Yeah,
to exclusiveness.
Can't forget that part. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's a contradiction. You know what I'm saying? Open the door to exclusiveness. Like, how are you going to be able to do that for real, for real?
Because everybody's brands are exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. No, I can explain it. Okay, so when you mean exclusive,
one-on-one pieces. Like, what Cam makes one-on-one pieces. Josh makes one-on-one pieces, like pieces that this is the only piece right here, mm-hmm. and you're not gonna be able to buy it anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it just goes right along with the rest of the clothes in the store.
Perfect,
as well.
Perfect example, not to cut you off. Mm-hmm. Perfect example is these actual flannels I gave you, mm-hmm. and I've been rocking. No problem, bro. They're inspired by a brand called Needles, and actually a guy not too long ago came in here and he mistook it for a Needles shirt. Mm-hmm. So I was inspired by the brand to make the shirt. And now he's thinking that it's actually the shirt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what we mean exclusively. This is not Needles. This is Aura.
Right.
But you will never find another shirt like this. So,
because that's the only one. Right. And the one you have is the only one.
Right.
Okay, okay. Just open the door to exclusiveness. I like that.
For sure.
Well, snap. We can get off the low. Store fences for a little bow if y'all want. We can find a little more about y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all are, see y'all got some kicks on, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got some nice fire,
sure,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Heat on. So what do y'all, I see a big chatter on social media about the sneaker game and stuff like that. And we were talking about sneakers prior to and pre-recording, you know what I'm saying? So how do y'all see the sneaker game now? Because I know y'all are all big sneaker heads coming up.
Honestly, the way it's going now, I've been seeing a lot of, like, influencers. They're not even rocking with, like, you know what I'm saying, with they're just not rocking Jordans. They're not rocking. Yeah. They're rocking like Balenciaga Crocs, and they're rocking. They're just rocking like the most
Jelly.
Like the most like, you know what I'm saying, like
like
you can't even explain it. It's just like the most like outrageous. They're just going with like trends right now. So like what we trying to do is what we basically just keeping it like what we actually like. Like I actually like these Jordans, not because it just came out and it's dope. That's why I cop them. I actually just fuck with these shoes. You know what I'm saying? So. Those young, you said those like 7 years old.
These like 10 years old. They came out 2012.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just, you know, man, I think, you know, we wear what we like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's comfy, we're gonna have it, you know. I mean, I wouldn't even call myself a sneakerhead, but I just got a lot of kicks from way back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now I ain't gonna lie. I mean if it's an OGJ, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, I just if I like it, you know, I just, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like the own way, you know. I just like to stay on the own path. I don't really follow the trends. I think the sneaker game's in shambles right now. personally, you know what I'm saying.
It's
so
bad, bro. I feel like I don't know, bro. Just like they said, bro. It's what you want to do now. It's not even like that's what I'm saying. Like trends, like are like here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying. Right. Like it's not even really a pressing thing no more. About like having to have like this certain pair of shoes no more.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's like that anymore. Like I really think it's about the fit being hard.
Yeah, the whole
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think like just the you showing the like your individuality and creativeness through a fit. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Like I could look at your fit, that fit, and like, all right, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's a good fit. That's
facts.
You, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that, like not trying too hard, not like, you know, just
being you,
bro. Just being you,
bro. Like that's
you know
what I'm saying. It's always been like on some shit, like even way back, bro. Like,
for sure.
Always just be yourself, bro. With the dress and shit, bro. Like I used to like purposely not match, like just to
just to stand
just
out.
Just to do just it. To right? be yourself. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? But the shit don't look bad. Like, you're not going to say, like, you know this shit look fine. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
As long as you know that you look fine. Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm
going to tell you? Like, yeah, yeah, what's your times fit?
That shit was probably looking, fire though. Looking back at it, I'm like, alright, so like,
but during the time, times was like,
they was alright. So there was
like, what grade was this?
What grade was this? This was like, this is like 20.
This nigga wearing towels with some boot cuts.
Is this, is this, is this high school?
That was like cut off short. Yeah, high school. I don't know, boot cuts. But looking back, like, I'm aware that like, like, walking outside, I'm going to get, like, picked on. I'm going to get, like, nigga, what do you got on? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because, like,
I was always the opposite of that, though, bro. Like, yeah. I'm going to wear what I'm going
to wear. That's what I was still shit. Do it. You I was still saying? Do it. Because yeah. I knew that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was conscious of, like, I'm doing something differently because everybody's, like, judging me. Everybody's looking at me crazy.
Yeah.
But I feel comfortable in my own skin. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, just keeping that mentality developed, you know what I'm saying? Me where I'm at as far as, like, even, like, making clothes because I feel like, I was like Prince George, where we grew up at, it was real like, not country, but like, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like khakis, Sperry's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we would all like swear that sometimes, but I felt like we would do it in our own way, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even like, all right, so I got on, you know what I'm saying? Like the Toms, you know what I'm saying? Like the cut up jeans, the Tommy Hilfiger.
Just doing that shit way better than that.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Not just having
the name
brand on, but
actually
putting that shit on. Before niggas was really trying to put that shit on.
Niggas was trying to have the drip. At the end of the day, bro, it's all about confidence, too.
That's what that shit is all about, bro.
If you got the confidence to do some shit, you can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck what the other people got to say. Even your homeboys ain't going to say that first. Like, you know what I'm saying? Until they fuck around and start doing that shit on
facts,
the
floor. Facts, exactly.
They going to bite you. They going to bite you.
That's a fact.
That's a big fact.
And that's just how that shit happens. Shit, what else I want to ask y'all? Shit, what's some of y'all favorite music that's out right now? Or just favorite music in general? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all already know I've been bumping that Joey.
Yeah, every year.
What's niggas top fives?
What's niggas top five? Definitely Hov. Nas. Cole.
Yay.
Are you bullshitting on Yay?
And bro, just off the fifth, I feel like the fifth is always just like some shit you can throw on like off personality. Fucking Kiss. Jadakiss.
Kiss?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't knock that one. Yeah. That kind of saved the Cole one for me.
You won't fucking with Cole?
No, I won't fuck
with Cole. You not fucking with Cole?
Cole?
I actually have my top five.
Yo, listen.
Bro, ready to drop that shit now.
Yeah.
Oh, we.
Oh, shit.
Y'all want to go first?
Go ahead.
I'm picking Jay, Big, Kendrick, Scarface, and Nas.
Hold on, one more time.
Said,
Jay, Big, Kendrick, Scarface, then Nas.
I feel like Scarface respectable, but like,
it's a lot of niggas better than him. Whoa, Scarface is top. I fuck with Scarface.
Go back and listen to the first two albums after Ghetto Boys.
How many classes he got?
Diary, Fix.
Albums. The first Ghetto Boys album.
First Ghetto Boys album, three at least. If you know rap music, Scarface had at least three classics.
Yeah. Okay.
He got five mics in his like return to rap.
But I feel like everybody in the top five.
Top five?
A lot of niggas got three classics.
Two.
Ooh, a lot of niggas.
Hov got three classics.
Hov and Ye, of course.
Okay.
Nas just got three classics.
If we being honest. Best rappers.
If we being honest, Nas just got three classics.
I don't really like none of that new shit.
Of Nas?
That shit's beautiful, bro. I'm like, I like the old shit of Nas, like Stillmatic. Yeah. I'm fucking with that shit.
Yeah. Stillmatic,
you know what I mean?
I'm just not
fucking with that.
What's the last song he put out?
Hit Boy shit.
Oh, Magic.
Yeah. With speeches
Magic.
On it?
Yeah. Magic Talk.
But it was a classic, bro. That's OD.
Nah, not to say it was, but
these are good albums, bro. These are good albums, not classics, bro.
Say your top five.
What you got top five?
I don't know, man.
That's all.
Yay.
Ye can't knock Ye.
I feel like Ye gets in a lot of people's top five just
because
his influence on
me.
Principle.
But listen,
it's aside from
Ye got three classics.
Ye got three.
It's a couple niggas that got. A lot of niggas that got three flags, bro.
But listen, though.
You can have Big only got two.
Well, yeah, I dig that. But it's Big though. Like
Pac only got two. And he got more than he got enough.
Pac's not on my top.
Nah. What?
So J. Cole has more.
Hold on.
See, listen. He gonna make me pull a Stevie. He said J. Cole got a classic, and this nigga went double platinum, no features.
Bro, J. Cole got classics, bro. Chill.
Are you serious? He got verse of the year so far.
Born Center won't play
something.
You didn't fuck with Born Center?
Born Center, I fuck with Born Center.
You said who?
Conway's better than Benny. Conway don't have not one full joint we can go through, bro.
Bro, y'all gotta go back.
No, I fuck with Conway, but he don't got no.
Listen to Lulu. Listen to Lulu J. Fire. Alchemist, that J's fire.
Fire.
That J's fire. His last album, Goddamn Mistakes.
Is it a playthrough, though?
Hell yeah. Did Jay want a friend on it?
Benny hasn't had a playthrough in about 2 years now.
This last shit was a playthrough. He hasn't had a repeatable. Say that again.
He hasn't had a repeatable. That's a repeatable, like a playback. I haven't listened to Tana Talk 4 since the first
one. That's Tana Talk 4.
But no replay value.
Tana Talk 3, yeah, replay value. Tana Talk 3, the first plugs I met, that shit was crazy. But after that, once Benny got on, he kind of stopped dropping some mid. But I'm not going to say mid. As in, like, the worst shit.
I just think his last shit was crazy.
It's below his caliber.
What's your top five?
What's my top five? Damn, I was trying to think of this whole reason why. That's why I'm trying to extend this conversation.
Me too. Me too.
Bro, I could have definitely put Biggie in my top five, too. Somebody else could have dropped him.
Nobody's rapping if Biggie don't rap.
That's facts, though. Yeah. I got Hov, of course. You know what I'm saying? Because Hov is arguably one of the best spreaders of all time. I throw Big in there. I'm gonna do this simply because nobody has said him. And I have not openly put in my top five, but I'm putting my top five today. I'm gonna throw Wayne in there because nobody said Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'll put Wayne in my top five.
I respect it off the generation, but he only has one.
He got two.
His first one is not a classic.
No, not the first. I'm talking about Carter 3.
Carter 3 is a classic.
Carter 2 is not a playthrough. I think I agree with that. I feel like I feel that though. Carter 2 is more him.
Yeah.
Carter 3
is then also hits. Since I'm also just going to be a representative for Wayne right now, he also has verses and we can't negate the mixtape run too. The mixtape run outside of 50 Cent's run with the mixtape, that's unprecedented.
But when you talking albums,
yeah.
But albums,
and then
we're not gonna say the albums are what kept them alive.
Don't try to sweep the bullshit under the rug. He's been dropping for 10 years.
Oh yeah, that's true. Indeed. No, that's true. Indeed. He hasn't dropped a bit. He hasn't had a good retiree run.
Nah,
he hasn't had a good retiree run.
Not at all.
But
all
right. Who else? Who was that? Three. Who I say? Big. Hov. Wayne.
It's a personal favorite. Big L. I'm a Big L fan.
I'm gonna say Lupe too. That's one of my favorites. That's a person.
I don't know about the top five. Maybe 15.
The Cool.
Yeah, the Cool is crazy.
That was a crazy.
And his first album was crazy. His first album was crazy.
Legendary verse on Kanye.
Yeah, he got some shit.
Yeah.
Shit, of course I could put Ye in there, but
yeah.
Everybody said Ye.
Yeah, I think.
What you got, Cam?
Shit, I've been thinking about it. Ye,
This nigga.
I gotta put 50 in there though.
Go ahead, put Kendrick in there.
Say 50.
I got put 50. Kendrick, of course, you already know 50 in there.
Kendrick's trash.
Hey, look, I tuned it out.
Y'all like this last album?
That shit. That was not good.
So thank you. Thank you.
So it won't die.
Hey, yo, he got two classes.
Listen, this last album.
No.
Damn.
No.
Good Kid.
No way.
No. Good Kid.
Bro,
damn.
Damn is a classic.
Damn is a classic.
That's it.
No.
No.
Nobody wants to watch an African ritual shit.
What award did he win at the Pulitzer?
Bro, those awards are from white people, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Every award's from white people.
Let's talk about the actual music.
I agree. You know, the last joint, I don't even think it was for like enjoyment, bro.
It was good.
It was like sonically.
He put the message out.
It was the best now.
And his shit was good.
That's why I think he about to come crazy. You know what I'm saying? Before that, you know.
I think
come crazy. He was another damn, bro.
This last album gave me all the reason to put Cole over.
100%.
100%.
100%. I had to choose Cole.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
We Quay Breeze, Cameron Breeze, Jimmy Breeze.
I didn't agree at first because Cole was out.
So y'all just don't fuck with Cole at all? Both?
No, I mean,
nah, I fuck with Cole.
I respect how he is as a rapper.
Eat all that.
Yo, listen. Friday Night Lights.
Let me say he's a nice person.
Friday Night Lights goes to plate with anything Kendrick drop.
If y'all threw Lupe in.
Yeah.
For sure. What the fuck?
Fuck that. Nah. Y'all can check my tweets. I got music recognition for my shit. I don't give a fuck.
No, give me Kendrick over probably Jay, even at some point. Kendrick is.
I don't know about
Jay-Z?
That.
I don't know about that.
Oh, wow.
His pen is ridiculous. Kendrick's pen is ridiculous, though.
You cannot knock
that. Not that ridiculous.
Man, you put Kendrick and J. Cole on the track.
Bro, that nigga gonna be doing all that glitching shit.
It was on the track.
I don't wanna hear that shit.
What track was that?
The GMJ.
What, the Forbidden Fruit Jam?
The American Jam. American Dream Jam.
What you talking about?
I said what?
I know what you're talking about.
Kendrick ain't really say much. He was like an ad-lib.
Kendrick?
Yeah, him and Cole on that jam.
American Dream?
Yeah.
What was that song?
My ruler. Nah?
It's a shame you know J. Cole's song. That's crazy.
That's actually a Jesus song. It's actually a Jeezy song.
A Jeezy song? Oh, I know what song you're talking about.
I put Jeezy in my... He's He's a good six.
And
yeah. Oh wow. Yo, Kendrick is just, it's either you got Kendrick or Cole. Kendrick just likes to talk very complex. When Cole Kendrick will just keep it in slide.
Cole paints a picture.
Yeah, Cole will paint that picture. Kendrick is just drawing a bunch of scribbles.
Have y'all seen the Money Trees?
Yeah.
What?
When he actually gets off that
last album got him fucked up, bro.
No, the last album was good. Because listen, I enjoyed how he put Kodak throughout that album. Because I'm a Yak fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yak can be my complimentary five, bro.
Oh my god.
Yak, bro.
I got a young boy over Yak, but
bro,
damn.
Hell no, bro.
Hell no.
Over Yak?
Yeah.
You tweaking.
Now I do. Now I do.
Young boy,
something
bro.
Wrong with you.
Now I do.
But Yak, bro.
You really off
the shit. Yeah,
he
off
the
shit.
I can't even.
Over Yak?
Yeah, I do.
Young boy put out a lot of hot trash.
Yo, that DaBaby shit is terrible, bro.
Wow, I
listen to that shit.
Yak ain't dropping no shit like
that. I
listen
to that shit.
He got some hard shit too, though. You know what I'm saying?
What?
And this boy, he got some hard shit too.
Bro, right now, Yak is on a crazy feature run. And nobody's not saying shit.
Nobody's fucking with Yak right
now,
bro.
He's on a crazy feature run right now, bro.
What, that King Kong shit?
The Hot Boy shit? I don't know about the Hot Boy shit crazy.
Both of them.
The Hot Boy shit is crazy.
His Kendrick shit was crazy.
That Kendrick shit was crazy.
He got a joint with a girl, too.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, he got a joint with a girl.
It's an interpolation.
He got another joint with the nigga Low Shimmy. He got hella features right now.
Nobody's fucking with Yak right now, bro.
Okay.
As far as young niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Young niggas in general?
Yeah.
I can't believe
Fez is. They but shit on Cole. Outside of that,
yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, you gotta shit on Cole sometimes.
Cause he's all that said, he's all that, but he's not all that in the bag of chips. You know what I'm saying?
Go that's how I feel about Kendrick.
Jesus asking for a future.
Yeah, that's something that's more. Nah, I agree with you on the John P. Caddy James.
Kendrick made a whole album about the temptation of the devil. That's it.
And then he walks around wearing a $3 million crown. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know.
We glorify niggas for
was niggas having that shit
in chains.
I ain't gonna say it's offendable. What you?
I mean,
like, Kanye literally was on the cover of Rolling Stone with the Crown of Thorns, and it was wooden.
Was it?
Yes.
I didn't want to get it. I hope they didn't bring it up.
Yeah. So,
fuck all that shit.
But snap, we're going to wrap things up real quick. So, thank you for joining us for another episode of The Interview presented by Simple Math Matrix. And I was joined by the guy from Nouveau Reach. Y'all want to sign yourselves off with y'all handles and everything? You can go left and right.
Trent and the extra money.
You know what I'm saying? Josh, Big Cash, two H's with the underscore.
Cam, color of your aura. It's like that.
Yep, and then you can find their store, their clothing brand, all at Nouveau Reach here in Richmond. 312 Brook Road.
Yes,
sir. You know what I'm saying? Richmond, Jan, and the Fort Lee address, too, for them people.
The P Extra. It's the one across the one. I think it's 1431 Mahone Drive.
All right, yeah, and that's where you can find their two locations. And for all that, we sign off. And y'all got anything else y'all want to say?
We appreciate y'all for coming,
yeah.
Bro.
I got some merch for y'all, too. And we got some merch for y'all, too.
I appreciate
it. Way better than I expected. This keeps going well. This is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Good job, everybody.
No, you did a great job, bro.
Oh, appreciate it.
Like, for sure, like, bro. You did an amazing job.
Bro. Oh, so, yeah. Catch you next time on all the socials. Simple Math Matrix, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, the whole nine.
Yeah.
Peace out. That's God King Hoopla.
Stay high.
Get it.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. You really say young boys.